Welcome, everybody, to the Competition Archery Media Podcast, where we explore all things pertaining to competition archery. I'm your host, PJ Riley, and our CAM podcast is brought to you by our fine platinum sponsors, Trueball Excel, Black Eagle, PSE, Matthews, Hoyt, and Elite. And today we have our special guest, our last-minute guest there. We have President of the ASA, Mike Tyrell. Mike, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, PJ. It's always nice to talk to you, even in the off-season.
Absolutely. So, Mike, we have an announcement today that just came out. Why don't you give that to us, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Sure. Basically, we've in negotiations with the people at Fort Benning, particular safety officer and health officers, they had ongoing concerns that the first quarter of the year they would still have a lot of their restrictions and protocols in place. And because of that, there was no way we could effectively use the facility to accommodate our normal, audience of a number of shooters. If it had been, 50 people, they said, fine, come ahead. But the group that we were talking about bringing was more than what they felt comfortable handling. So in the course of that conversation, because we'd missed them this year in 2020, they did ask if there was any possibility of having another open date made available. And as we looked at the calendar, we realized that the end of August had the ability to do that, but we'd have to get out in front of the curb on it, make sure everything worked with them on their end. And they were able to move some stuff around and hopefully be able to accommodate us. So we officially announced that we were moving the Uchi Creek event from the end of March to the end of August. But that would also mean the Classic will now move from Cullman to Uchi Creek.
So this will be the Classic.
Yes. That will give us a 6-event season and get back into our normal, shoot of the year protocols and everything else like that.
Right. And so, this is Uchi Creek. This is at Fort Benning. So this is a military base run by the federal government. So kind of not surprising that they are under some strict regulations there.
Well, yeah. And again, it's a situation where their number one responsibility and priority are the troops at Fort Benning. And even though Uchi Creek is not directly on the fort itself, it is a facility that is used extensively by the military and the people in the base. And so anything that would have any implications about affecting their members and their people is a no-go.
Gotcha. And obviously a postponement is way better than a cancellation.
So far, yeah. After what I went through in 2020, we all went through with scheduling and everything else. The fact that we can get out, over 90 days ahead of this one and let people know about it. Ironically enough, the tour guides were just printed and went in the mail today.
Ouch.
It would have been nice to be able to put in an insert that says, oh, by the way, don't look at page such and such. It's going to change.
Yeah.
So the tour guides are going out with the misinformation, but I think that between our Facebook page and the help of people like y'all, we'll get the message out to everybody, and nobody will be sitting down at Uchi Creek in March wondering what's going on.
So does the sponsorship of this change? Like, was this one the – is that usually –
this event had been scheduled to be with Elite as the title host sponsor. Last year we went through this, or this year in 2020 when we went through this, they were kind enough to do a co-host in Cullman. Well, this year, because we have all the events still in play, Elite will now become the full host sponsor of the Cullman Pro-Am, and then the Classic will now be the Delta McKenzie Classic as it normally is scheduled. So we just flipped those two dates and flipped the sponsors, and I think everything else works fine.
And the Cullman would have been the last one. That would have been the Classic. That's it. That would have been at the beginning of August.
Yeah, actually, the Cullman event is the last weekend in July, and it ends on August the 1st. Sunday is August the 1st, and that's why that extra week is in there in the month of August to allow us to make this move this time.
Gotcha. So we were just extending the season out a couple weeks to get through it, to get through the Classic there at the end.
Right. And keep, like I said, I think it's important to keep six events on our schedule. The shoot of the year programs don't have to be modified or adapt. You know, we don't have to do anything special other than just wait three more weeks before we hand out the big checks.
Gotcha. And of course, it will still be there at Uchi Creek / Fort Benning, which is a venue that the archers like, we like, you like. I mean, it's just a nice place.
Yeah. Obviously, the temperature is going to be a little bit warmer than the last time we were there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend bringing your any of your winter gear at all. But we know that with the military's help, we've been able to address the heat issues. I think we can very successfully make sure that there's no issues with that. We do have that air-conditioned building on site for people to get some relief. So I feel very comfortable. And right now, we're actively working with the city of Columbus to try to get access to the Civic Center where we used to have our shoot downs several years ago to give us a really great, you know, year end. Here's the end of the season. Here's the classic. We're indoors. It's in this beautiful, you know, Civic Center and a building. And I think it's going to give us an opportunity to put on a really great final event. So that could actually turn out to be even a better option for all of us.
Right, right. Yeah, that Civic Center, that's just a great place. I mean, anytime you can get it indoors, you take a lot of factors out of the equation. You don't have to worry about it pouring down rain or anything like that.
Exactly right.
And it's air conditioned.
Or having any of the pros. You know, the pros actually wear makeup during the shoot down.
Yeah.
It's too hot, it's supposed to run. It's not a good look for Jack Wallace. So
I'm
glad we'll be indoors too.
Well,
sorry, Jack.
He'll appreciate that.
I'm sure he will.
So, somewhat alarming news that this one's being postponed. It's not really, you can't really say it's bad news because it's just postponed, you know, given the state of what has happened with other archery tournaments this year. But
I kind of had an impression going in that because of this new spike that we're going through and some of the other things that have been going on, that we would still be at somewhat of a risk to continue to look at a March date. So we've been pushing pretty hard about what they would do. And they did get the health officer out there, and that's why this whole thing kind of came to a head early, as opposed to waiting until February and then saying, okay, it's 30 days from now, forget it, we're out of here. So they've been very forthcoming and been very supportive as much as possible, but they also looked at their reality. So.
That's great. And now as we sit here, we are about 2 months, I think almost exactly, from Foley.
Yeah.
How is that looking?
Good, good. I mean, the Foley facility, we're going to be making some changes there as far as some of the range layouts. We're actually going to be putting in another range for the pro classes that we think will give them a little bit better challenge. We're moving the practice ranges out of the parking lot area. So we're making some changes that we think will make the event site flow better and work better for everybody. We do know that it works well. We have 14 ranges, so we can accommodate, you know, the numbers of people who want to come and join us. So, and we've got the building there too. So we got the shoot down building. And really the only thing that we're going to be focused on this year with the shoot downs is because of the success you guys had with the Sportsman's Channel, that we will be starting all the shoot downs at 5 o'clock Eastern time. But when we're in Foley, that's 4 o'clock their time. So
right.
We'll be moving the shoot down times up to accommodate that. But I think everybody's going to recognize the fact that being live on national cable television is a small price to pay for that much benefit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to? Let's tell the people about, you know, what you're looking forward to as far as exposure for the ASA and 3D archery with this move to the Sportsman's Channel.
Well, what you guys have done already with the Facebook and YouTube and everything has been exceptional. That really kind of put this whole thing on the map, and by having that much done already, you've been able to show them what you're capable of producing. And you know, they got 21 million viewers or subscribers, and that combined with your Facebook distribution and everything else like that, this is going to allow a lot of people the opportunity to really see it in a format that is going to change everything. They're not going to be looking at it on their cell phone. They're actually going to be sitting in their living room watching it on national television and realizing that this is a sport that has national implications. And we're not quite as popular yet as cornhole, but
what is?
we're moving up the ranks of the you know, look what we're doing group. So I think it's a huge opportunity for everybody to kind of get a new perspective and see what we really do as a group, and the professionalism and the ability that these guys display during the shootdowns is going to be, I think, something that people will start to respond to.
Well, that's when we partnered up. What? How many years ago now? Three years ago. Four years ago.
This would be our third year.
Third year. That was our collective goal. Was, hey, you have, Mike Tyrell and the ASA, you have this great product out here, this incredible weekend event that brings in people from all over. They have a great time. There's this incredible display of archery. And we just thought, man, more people need to know about this. Because, I mean, how can you not be interested?
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. And I'm glad to see that the CAM relationship has come to another level and will continue to grow and benefit all of us in the world of archery. You guys could be commended for everything you've done for us.
Hey, turning the cameras on, man. The show's yours, Mike. Well, we know that.
The one thing we got to remind people of is if your wife doesn't know you're coming to the event, don't get near the shootout.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to get caught in the crowd shot.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught short on that one. But no, we're really thankful for everything you guys have done.
So for the rest of the season, do you have any concerns about any other events or?
No, basically all the events that we're going to be holding, we've got really close relationships with those communities. Now, this is not to say that if we don't get our hands on this current spike that's going on and everything goes back to shutting down 90 days from now, which I don't think anybody would anticipate. You know, an event like Paris, Texas could still be in a situation where they go, okay, this is a city property and we have to abide by whatever the state requirements are. Foley, we were able to go to Foley with the collegiate event in October. We were there with our classic in August. So we know we can successfully use that facility and do some things there that I know, even if they have even more restrictive programs in Alabama, we can still pull that one off. So
for sure,
getting this shoe dropped and moved on, I think that's going to make the whole season look better.
Great. So yeah, so we got Foley, we got Paris, Texas, got London, Metropolis, Coleman, and Uchi Creek, Fort Benning. That's our lineup for this year. Anything that you're looking for this year? Any new rules or divisions that people are going to be especially excited about this year?
Well,
kind of putting
you
on the spot.
Well, it's not a major change, but what we have done is we have gone ahead and established a women's known 50 as the new semi pro. They were at known 45. There was some moves. There was a lot of conversation because so many of the top archers in the women's classes compete, in Vegas and places like that. They're known shooters. They don't shoot unknown distance. They're not comfortable with that. And they basically said, look, if you can give us a higher, put us on the same level, then our manufacturers will reconsider their contingency programs. And so we were able to do that. And it really doesn't cause us any real issues because it's just a matter of, range capacity at that point. In the 50 yard ranges, we have excess capacity. So we were happy to do that for them, and we hope that pays the dividends that they're hoping to get and get their sponsor support to help those classes to continue to grow. And I think the other thing that we're doing, and we started it this year for certain reasons, but the reception we had for giving everybody the option of shooting their second rounds on Friday instead of either Saturday afternoon or Sunday was so well received that it got a little bit out of hand. And so what we've done is we've kind of formalized it and said, look, if you shoot at these times on Saturday or Sunday, then you can shoot at this time on Friday. You can't shoot anytime you want, but there is a specific time that will be available to you to shoot your first that round.
Right.
And because of that, we've had a lot of really positive response, people with drive times and drive schedules and guys that come in with the pros. I mean, all the pros are coming on Friday anyway. And so all the guys who are traveling with them were constantly asking us, hey, is there some way we can get done in time to not have to stay here on Sunday? Because these guys want to get home. So that makes it all easier for everybody to make their plans and do what they want to do.
Great. That's one thing that we always hear about the ASAs is that you folks will adjust like that. People like something. Hey, can we accommodate it? And if you can, you do.
Yeah. Well, it was almost when we tried it the first time in Kentucky, we literally opened ourselves up to what I would call controlled anarchy. People were shooting all over the place and it was crazy. We have a handle on this new program that we think is going to allow us to make sure that anybody who shoots on Fridays is not acknowledged. We know they're there. We know they're competing. We know they're posting their scores. And they're not pocketing their scorecard and then coming out for another round to see if they can do better, that kind of stuff. So,
Well, there goes my shot.
I just give you a blank scorecard and you post whatever you want. I trust you. You just tell me what you shot.
Perfect.
That's we're looking forward to seeing how that continues to play for people, and it should work very well.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
From this perspective right now, all I want to do is just make sure that people understand that we're just very thankful that we have communities that are willing to work with us and stand there with us and get these things coordinated and done. I mean, it'd be easy to sit there and say no, but we have people out there fighting for us and working with us, and it just makes you feel good to know that our events are so well received by the places that we attend that they literally bend over backwards at times to help accommodate us.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit in terms of finding places that will do that. Obviously, there are places that will host events, but finding ones that will work with you to this level, I'm sure that's been trial and error over years for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of so many things that make a site successful, not the least of which is the ability to actually build ranges that are competitive and worthy of people coming to spend their time doing it, but that has the infrastructure in place to host 2,000 people in a weekend, that has the capacity of feeding 2,000 people in a weekend. We went to a community in Paris, Texas, that seriously, we weren't even supposed to be there for another year because they didn't have the hotel capacity, and they're actually building another hotel right now in Paris. So those communities are actually, but it's finding a site that truly works, that will continue to work. We had a site that we used that we really used to like a lot in Augusta, but the Corps of Engineers owns that property, and they had a blight that literally took out half the trees in the facility. When that happens, you lose your ranges, you lose your competition opportunities. So it's a lot more involved than just finding a site, because you got to have internet connectivity for you guys, 50 amp services for you and us. You start putting together all the little bits and pieces that would make a site would have to have in order for us to conduct and do what we do. And the shopping list starts to really limit the number of places you can look. So we're very thankful that we have the communities we do have. And we're currently looking at a couple of new sites that we think have the potential of really doing something well, doing something good for us. And if we can get the sites put back together, we might go back to a 7-event schedule. But that's going to take some time.
All right, Mike. Well, we are certainly excited to get this 2021 ASA season underway. We're glad to hear that there will be a full 6-event season 2 months away from Foley. We are certainly looking forward to it, and we appreciate your time today.
Well, I'm going to go to Cabela's and get my rain boots. I'll be in Foley to see you.